This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Many people choose getting more exercise as their New Year's resolution. In this edition of Vital Signs, the U.S. Health and Human Services Department has released a new set of guidelines for how much exercise time you need to put in to see results. The first set came out in 2008. I asked Parkland Hospital physical therapist Margaret Bryant what accounts for the long wait.
We were educated in 2008 that exercise bouts needed to be within a 10-minute time frame. The part that didn't change from this new update is the amount of time you need to exercise. For healthy adults, 2.5 hours to 5 hours per week. You could break those up. You could
However it works. Okay.
But we kept saying 10 minutes of continuous movement count towards those total minutes you needed. So now the Health and Human Services Department has better defined exercise for us, as minimal as even 5 minutes. So just really get our bodies moving. So the daily things that we do to go through life, getting out of bed, walking to the car, walking in the grocery store, getting gas in our car, is movement.
That counts.
So that counts.
Is this new reasoning about exercise, does it have anything to do with the fact we've had low-level adherence to the guidelines? I think it's been like 26% of men, 19% of women, and 20% of adolescents met the recommendations.
Right. The idea that we need to overall be less sedentary and more up and on our feet and moving is where we needed to move the focus. The other thing that has been added is that there were guidelines set towards youth and children, so the age from 3 to 5, women in pregnancy, for older adults, and even adults with chronic diseases like diabetes, heart disease.
Okay, so let's look at the changes for children ages 3 through 5.
Children preschool age, as early as 3, need to be doing at least moderate level of activity for 3 hours every day. What it means is that adults and caregivers need to really encourage active play, going to the park, learning to ride a bike, up and down slides. So just the normal things children do, we as adults and caregivers need to encourage at least 3 hours per day.
Ages 6 through 17.
What's been encouraged for this age group is at least 1 hour per day of moderate level of activity. Moderate level of activity gets us into what's categorized as aerobic activity. I need to be moving at a quick enough pace that I can feel my heart rate going up some.
And for pregnant women?
The change is actually, if a woman who is pregnant was already doing moderate to vigorous level of activity, they can continue that level throughout their pregnancy and into postpartum. Women who maybe were not at that level are encouraged now to spend 150 minutes per week doing moderate level of activity.
This presents no harm to the child.
Well, what needs to also be emphasized is every woman who is pregnant needs to have regular health well checks.
So consult your doctor for the right
absolutely
kind of plan for you.
Correct.
And for people who have chronic disease?
At least 150 minutes of moderate level of activity per week. Now, that's within the limitations, if you would, for what they know is going on with their chronic disease processes.
And is that movement proven to actually help such people?
Absolutely. The health benefits can help prevent cancers, cardiac disease, and some of those chronic diseases in general, like diabetes, for example. Mm-hmm. So if we can stay in this range of activity level, then we can decrease our chance for some of those diseases and chronic states. The other big thing I do want to mention is that along with the aerobic activities, the other indication and recommendation is also on muscle strengthening, being able to do some resistive exercises, push-ups, like moving your body weight in a push-up, even going in the kitchen, getting a can of soup.
Bag of flour.
Yeah, or bag of flour. Yeah. So being able to do some resistive exercising to strengthen muscles is also recommended. Out of your 7-day week, 2 of those days during the week, it is recommended to do some muscle strengthening.
Why is that important?
So that's important for the health of the muscles and for our bone health. When our muscles contract and pull on those bones, that helps keep joints moving and it helps keep the strength in the muscles. If we're not doing that, then we can get weak.
Margaret Bryant, thank you for being with me.
You're welcome. Thank you.